It was a winter on the Great Plains. How cold was the winter of 1804 and 1805? Clark wrote in his journal after coming back from a hunt in which two Indians spent the night outside at 40 below zero.
About 10 o'clock, the boy, about 13 years of age, came to the fort with his feet froze and had laid out last night without fire, with only a buffalo robe to cover him. Soon after the arrival of the boy, a man came in who had also stayed out without fire, and very thinly clothed. This man was not the least injured. Customs and habits of those people has endured them to bear more cold than I thought it possible for man to endure.
The winter was one of the harshest the Corps of Discovery had ever spent. The keelboat was frozen solid in the Missouri River, and the hunt for food was never ending. The men, however, enjoyed the winter in what is now North Dakota. They spent many nights celebrating with the Indians, dancing and playing music. Except for a few mentions of cold in the journals, the men looked forward to returning to Fort Mandan in 1806. This winter, when it gets cold at your house, think of the 40 below temperatures at Fort Mandan and relive the adventure on the LewisandClarkTrail.com.